archaeological research.
The site was discovered in 1934 by archaeologist Porfirios Dikaios, who, on behalf of the Department of Antiquities, conducted excavations during a 10-year period from 1936 to 1946, whereas the exploration was resumed in 1977 by the French Archaeological Mission, sponsored by the French National Centre for Scientific Research and the French Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs, under the direction of Alain Lebrun. The village is marked by the extensive presence of archaeological evidence dating from the dawn of history in Cyprus. The excavated ancient settlement, which dates back to the 7th millennium BC, lies on a hillside to the east of the modern-day village of Chirokitia. Its discovery in 1934 placed Chirokitia on the international map, thanks to the important findings and information about the Neolithic era of prehistoric Cyprus and of the wider area.
Location.
The picturesque village of Chirokitia is located in a hilly part of the Larnaca district, around 33 kilometres from the city of Larnaca. It connects with the villages of Ano and Kado Lefkara on the north, with Lemesos and Lefkosia on the southeast through the motorway, and with the village of Vavla in the northwest. Chirokitia is at an average altitude of 220 metres, and its landscape is fragmented by the Ayos Minas River. The area receives an average annual rainfall of approximately 450 millimetres, and its climate favours the growth of citrus trees, olives, carobs, cereals, forage plants, vegetables, and a few fruit trees. The Chirokitia water treatment plant lies to the northeast of the village and is fed with water from the Lefkara and Dipodamos dams, which it then channels to the areas of Lefkosia, Larnaca and Famagusta through a network of pipes. The settlement is built on the steep side of a hill on the western bank of the Maroni River, about 6 kilometres from the coast. A 185-metre-long narrow stone structure crosses the settlement from north to south. When he first discovered it, Dikaios considered this structure as a main road. It was subsequently established, however, that it was part of the perimeter wall, which has been traced a length of 260 metres. It's one of the most impressive early examples of permanent settlement on the island. Its construction assumes a collective effort, which in turn assumes a complex social organisation. When the settlement spread beyond its original boundaries, a new stone wall was built, which is traced to a length of more than 100 metres, of which 60 have come to light.